Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
Have you ever done a legitimate IQ test? Not the internet one, like a real IQ test, like administered by someone who's qualified.
Yes.
Who probably has a high IQ.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you do it? What just for like, just for interest?
I was really curious. I did it while I was at university. And yeah, I was just, I don't know. I was curious, genuinely curious.
Polly, have you ever done one?
I don't think so. Maybe when I was a kid or something, but I know I've done the personality tests, but that's way different.
I did one of those too, and I found out I had none.
You mean the Myers-Briggs thing, like we were talking about yesterday, about the emotional components to your makeup. Is your IQ, when you do an IQ test, like if you took an IQ test once a year for 10 years, would your IQ always be the same? Like within a few, or would it kind of fluctuate at all, or would it be the same?
That's an excellent question. I suspect that it would remain relatively static. It might vary by a point or two, but I don't think it would change drastically.
Are you going to tell us what your IQ was?
I don't remember.
Yes, you do so. You are lying.
I don't know why you say things.
At least
like,
120.
Where does
genius start? What do you mean you don't know why I say things that? You know exactly why I say things.
I think
things
genius
like
starts at 160. I think
160.
I'm not mistaken.
Okay, and you think he's 120? That's nice, Polly. Don't you think, what's the matter with you? You don't think Farwell's smart?
Just because of all the math skills.
I think 120 is right above sloth level on the IQ scale.
100 is average, I thought.
What is that? I don't know. What is average? You tell us, Farwell.
I have no idea.
Google it, Polly, while I tell
you
this.
Yeah, Polly, you Google it.
People with people who have a higher IQ are healthier and genetically less likely to catch a disease.
See, that goes to prove how low my IQ really is. You hear how long I've been battling this cold over here?
It's pretty fascinating. And also, this is from the University of Edinburgh. They also found that people with the highest IQs are less likely to be overweight. They are less likely to contract conditions like Alzheimer's, coronary artery disease, and strokes. Now, is this because they're so smart that they don't do the things that will cause, like, you know, they're not going to eat 16 cheeseburgers a day?
Only partly. I'll tell you exactly why this is the way that it is.
Why?
Because what they're basing intelligence on is perhaps the degree they have earned, or they've had the opportunity to educate themselves. And that means you're living in a much more first world kind of place.
Okay.
Right? So you're surrounded by universities and post-secondary institutions like we are here in this fine community. And therefore, you have all of these other health determinants working in your favor.
Yeah, but you said IQ is IQ is IQ. You can't change it.
That's right.
Right. So it's not going to make you any smart. If your IQ is 125 and you live next door to Harvard, it ain't going to make you any smarter.
No, but because
it doesn't just osmosisize into.
Because Harvard is there. Osmosisize? It is now. What do you got, Polly?
Genius starts at 140.
Yeah.
And most people score, two out of three people score between 85 and 115.
I've never taken one.
So 100 would be about normal.
There you go.
Because I'm so terrified that it's going to completely confirm that I'm not even like a quarter as smart as I pretend to be.
I'm afraid to take one.
Me too.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's Best Country. Country 106.7.